All right, Mojo on the Morning Show. Mike, I have no idea what the heck you're going to talk about, but this is going to be titled, I Can't Explain It, But It's Hot.
And I think I'm 100% late to the party on this. My wife put on, I have one of those Carhartt beanies, winter hats or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of them, actually. And she never wears like a, I mean, she wears winter hats, but never like my winter hats. Like she has her own and they're a certain way. And but she put on my Carhartt hat for the first time. And I think she was just wearing it to go to the store. So I don't even know what she was doing. And I was like, oh my God. It was this. Yes. It was the sexiest thing. And I can't explain it. I don't know why. It's the simplest thing in the
entire
world.
Was it because it was Carhartt and she was wearing it? Or was it because it was a piece of your, you know, an article? I guess it's not clothing. It's a hat, but it was something that was yours.
An accessory.
Yeah, it's a little sexy when she wears, like, my shirts and stuff like that. But this was
But this
different.
Was bigger than her wearing, like, a sweatshirt or a shirt of yours.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Or your Maybe boxers. Is that sexy when she wears your boxers?
So, I mean, sometimes, but that's like, I mean, a little, I don't know. It happens.
By the way,
more,
she can't wear your shoes, because I did notice yesterday.
You have wow.
You have the tiniest feet I have ever
you
seen.
I noticed that, too.
They
are so mean.
No, they are average. They are average.
Wow, how did you guys even notice that in studio?
Because he was wearing bright blue sneakers.
Yeah, Jordans on he made. Yeah,
those are adult shoes, guys.
By the way, no. They were size 16s. Those are size 16 children's shoes.
No, when I went to the Nike store and designed them, they told me those were adult shoes. So.
All right, go back to the Carhartt thing. Uh-huh. Could she fit in your hat?
Well, I have a big round head, so it was a little big on her.
Big round hand with little teeny feet.
How do I not tip over?
You know what? I get the whole idea that she's wearing the your Carhartt hat. Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm. That would be. I don't know. Are there any? Are there any guys listening to the show that will call us up? Let's get our dudes listening right now. Tell us. What is it that your wife wears that makes her, or girlfriend wears, that makes her look so freaking hot? Or other women who are in relationships with women.
I was just about to say, yeah. I know mine for girls.
Yeah.
I love when girls wear like a t-shirt or a tank top with boxer briefs as like shorts.
Mm.
But like men's boxer briefs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know yeah. See, mm-hmm. I think that's the sexiest look on a girl to wear the
And then they roll down the waistband.
Right.
Well, not
or
all
boy
of us
shorts.
Some of us like to keep that dust. Suck it all in.
By the way, I was going to say, my wife can't wear my boxer briefs, Megan, because they just fall right off of her. She'd have to tie a rope around them just because they're so big, my boxers. I get this, though, with the hat thing. I get that. You know, if Chelsea pulled out like one of my, like if she pulled out like a lion's hat or something that I had and she's wearing it, like and she puts the ponytail through the back where I can't, you know, do it, like if it's a trucker hat or something.
Mike, does Allie get hot when you wear those ladies' jeggings that you got from H&M last
year? Man. So with my ladies' jeggings, I smell like crap and my shoes.
They're just really piling on you today.
My wife
is
a lucky woman.
These people in this room call you friend, Mike.
Wait, Mr. I was calling him out saying he was a smoker yesterday.
Different. I wasn't attacking his appearance and his fashion choices.
Just his smell.
Apparently, Mike, I'm the only one who has your back.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys tacked all three things. My height, my smell, and what I wear.
No, if you go back to that conversation, I smelled you and said, okay, I was mistaken. I thought you smelled like cigarettes, but you didn't. This guy over here wrote it for the next 24 hours.
Mojo in the morning. John, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. We're good, man. It was so hot.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello to Megan. Megan and I go back about a decade.
Really?
So, and did, yeah,
you were a listener of Kiss back in the day, or did you know Megan
I
from
was.
Before?
I'm very good friends with Dee and everything okay. else. And my wife says that we all need to go out shooting again because Lord knows she has an arsenal.
By the way, that's another thing. When a girl's out shooting, that's Dude. Hot.
Yeah, if women can send down rounds downrange, it's over.
Yeah.
But at the range last
on
week?
Top of that, my Marine Corps dress blues.
Oh, yeah.
Your wait,
man in uniform.
Your wife will put those on?
Oh, dude. She'll do just the dress blue alpha where I've got the medals on the left side and the ribbons on the right
side. Wow.
And nothing else.
By the way, is that okay to do? Like,
I was going to ask that too. Is that allowed?
Yeah, because they're not in private. They're not out in public.
Right, and it's a ceremonial event.
Okay. All right. Wait, ceremonial. Why? Because you're standing at attention?
Needless to say, yeah.
Right, exactly. That's, by the way, that would be hot. How about camo? Do you like when she puts the camo on?
Well, I've got my old Woodlands, but I've also got the digital ones that they came out with. I think it was in 2003.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, anything military related, and she does it, like, it's over.
It's wonderful, yeah. Well, thank you for serving, John. We appreciate that. And thank you to your wife for serving you and serving you up a little pantyless in your blues.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, take care. What's up, Brent? Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Brent. Your wife looks so hot when she wears...
Yeah, man, when I get the motocross jersey out, that's what definitely gets it going.
Do you race? Do you compete?
Yeah, yep. Okay. You get to, for sure.
See, it's kind of similar to the last call in that anything your wife supports your lifestyle and what you got going on, it just reinforces, I mean... There's a level of sexiness to seeing her wearing your stuff. And I know there's a long tradition of guys loving girls in their oversized dress shirts and nothing else. And so
yeah,
it goes along with that.
Yeah, for sure.
What if she's wearing another guy's number?
Well, I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's not
gonna, what if she has bigger feet than you?
Mojo in the Morning Show. Let me grab Jake here. Hi, Jake.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's happening, man? Jake, tell us your wife or girlfriend looks so hot when she wears.
Oh yeah, it's my fiance, but she wears contacts like 24/7. But as soon as she puts on those glasses, let me tell you.
Really? That's was it like the school teacher look or something like that? Or?
Yeah, well that's what she's actually going for school for too. So I mean, it gets me feeling some type of way.
Yeah. Well, Jake, quick question though: does she ever wear any of your stuff? Because that's an interesting one when they start wearing yours.
Yeah. I played baseball and football throughout high school, so obviously we got all those jerseys. So yeah.
Oh man, remember when you were in high school and you would be the girl or your girl would wear like your Letterman's jacket.
Oh yeah.
There was something about girls in those Letterman's jackets that was hot. Or on football Fridays when they would wear the jersey. Like the away jersey when you're having a home game or whatever. What's up, Hunter?
How's it going, guys?
It's going fantastic, Hunter. Your girl looks so hot when she's wearing...
just a cowboy hat.
Hey. And that's it, huh?
Yeah, it's rodeo time, you know? That's my time of the day.
Wow. And wait, so you have a girl that is confident enough in herself... where she will just randomly walk into the room with nothing but a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, you know, there's an old cowboy rule. If you wear the hat, you ride the cowboy, you know?
Okay, all right. Very nice. All right.
Spell it out for us.
It's an old cowboy rule. I didn't realize, by the way, we had a rodeo guy call us up the other day.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that wasn't you, Hunter. That was you, Hunter?
Oh, it was you.
You got through two days in a row. I thought maybe we were number one with...
every day.
I thought people were like, hey, you know what? We got the rodeo people checking out our show.
Yeah.
Do you Thanks, rodeo around here, by the way?
Yeah, I live in Grand Rapids area.
Okay.
All right. 'Cause I saddle up
my horse. You're welcome.
Girls, you want to go to the rodeo?
Hey, Hunter, what size cowboy boots do you wear?
Wow. Like Woody, they're really small.
Oh, really? You're like, because I was going to see if Mike could get a pair of your cowboy boots. Maybe you guys could share.
What's small? Like, what do we...
What size are they, honestly?
I like an area. I like an area square toe boot.
I know, but what size do you wear?
What size?
Like number.
Avoiding. Oh, 9.
10, he said.
9.
Oh, 9.
Mike, what do you wear?
9 is...
What's average? I first.
No. What do you wear?
What's average?
Mike, what size Nikes were you wearing yesterday?
Eight and a half. Had a good day.
Hey, I can sneak my foot in there. We'll switch one.
Average back. Men's shoe size in the United States is a 10 and a half.
What size shoe do you wear, Spike?
9.
Okay.
What size do you wear?
I have a size 14.
Ooh, I have a size 14.
Where do you swim with those flippers?